the wide, wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
My new wife is going to find out very shortly here when we're in her car and we go to the gas station. I'm in the passenger
You're
side.
You're just going to sit there and stare at her?
I'm going to say, hey, your car, your gas, your pump.
Bad husband. See ya.
What is that? What do you mean?
See ya. Not very gentlemanly.
Don't they want to make sure
you
that everybody...
sit there and play on your phone? Have long chats with your dogs or something? What are you going to be doing?
You know what I won't be doing? Pumping gas for her.
You should.
Why? She's able-bodied. Her father was a farmer. Taught her how to pump gas. Why did I have to get out of the car and the air conditioning?
You don't have to.
That's right.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt. Aaron Hogan. On the Horn. 104.9 AM 1260. And HornFM.com. With the Longhorns play. And Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Woo!
Yeah, put your hands together. We got a lot to do. We got a lot going on. Speaking of that pumping gas scenario, I've got a daughter who is 17, almost 17, a son who just turned 18 yesterday. They share a vehicle. And I had to have that conversation because my son's already mad that my daughter always leaves it empty.
Yeah.
She'll drive it and leave it on E and be like, dude, what's up? But I did find out when they share the car and they're in the car together, they're getting gas. He always pumps the gas. So I'm proud of him for doing that for his sister. She's very capable of pumping the gas. She's a hardworking person.
Uh-huh.
But it's just a good thing a brother should do.
You think so?
Yeah.
Does that warrant a suspension for your daughter?
Well, yeah. I had to tell her, look, I mean, if you're driving, you can't just leave the car on E. That's not cool. Not okay. Stop and fill it up.
Well, I mean, this is her opportunity to get out there and do the things that women need to do, like pump their own gas. I mean,
she's very capable.
She's very capable.
One of the hardest workers.
Well, she should fly out of the car before he gets to the pump and say, hey, my turn.
I have to look at the bank right now, but she may have more money in the bank than I do right this second. She's working like three jobs.
Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me?
That's good. I got a little bit of money.
It's not
but
a good thing.
No, she's pumping it, man. She's working her tail. So I'm like, put some gas in the car.
Well, she's young. My wife is older, and she can get out and pump the doggone gas for herself. I don't have to jump out of the car.
By the way, I have taken to the new leave my car running while I pump my gas thing.
Dude, you need to stop that.
No, you told me to. Why are you telling me to stop now?
I don't want everybody with their car going when I'm pumping gas, and mine is going. I don't want to hear six cars around me going, boop, 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 boop. No, something liable will happen.
No, I've gone to that.
Have you really? Just leaving it go. Do people look at you? I always try to sneak around when I do that, too. I don't want anybody seeing me.
No one said anything.
No one has said anything, because nothing can happen.
I was always under the impression you couldn't do that. It was dangerous. But
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in.
We've heard
I've
from the experts.
I've adopted the new practice.
BK, you do that, too, right?
No, I'm still not ever doing that, man.
I don't like turning the car off.
You feel like you're going to be that lucky one it explodes on if you leave it running?
I just don't want anyone doing it. I don't know. It's the urban legend.
I'll tell
man.
You, it was nice. You know, there was urban one of those mornings where it was freezing, and I had to stop on the way to work in the middle of the night, you know, to get gas.
Just leave it going.
I got back in. That heat was nice.
See?
Woo!
Like
pumping
that
gas. You don't have to stink.
Convenience. That's all.
You remember back in the day, we're so old, but
we are.
You are. Remember when you actually had to stand there and hold the damn thing for the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they came with the new thing that it could lock it? So you don't have to.
First of all, the thing that you lock is way slower. So I hold it anyway, because if you just leave it there and you're sitting there going, it is slower. Grab it. It's like the fools that come to. Why do I. Just things come into my mind when you guys start talking. Like the people that want to do the crosswalk when they press the thing. Hey, guess what? It doesn't go any faster. That's just like.
Crosswalk does work.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't do that. They put those up. They paid for those just to make people think, wow, this is going to turn green for me in a hurry. It doesn't. It's the same amount of time.
It's
fools.
It's the crosswalk thing. Know that there's somebody wanting to cross.
Not the one that blinks red. Now, that one those things go. But the regular red light, green light, it doesn't eat. It stays the same time.
Just say so.
People think that. They have people thinking those things.
You say so. Hey, more help with your bracketology as we're now a day out to get those picks in with our contest at the website, hornfm.com. We'll get you more details on that, but you could be winning $500 if you are the supreme bracketologist in the ATX. Heck, if you're listening all over the country, all over the world on our Horn app, you can participate at hornfm.com. Just go do it. We'll send you the $500.
So you're in Vegas and you need that $500?
Well, you can't win until
after
early April, after we get all the way to the end and find out if you win the thing. But we'll give it to you. We'll absolutely get it to you. Hey, let's go to your headlines. There's a lot of news. Get you caught up from the Ticket City Update Desk. Top Gun Equipment Rentals and Lawn. Top Gun Equipment and Lawn Equipment bringing you the headlines. How about the Texas baseball team? A top 10 Tuesday nighter at Dish Falk Field got ugly early for the Longhorns last night. Wasn't pretty. Eighth ranked in red hot Arkansas came out swinging, rolled past the ninth ranked Longhorns 11-4 at UFCU Dish Falk Field. High powered Hogs scored six in the second, four more in the third, another in the fourth, and roll out to an 11-0 lead and cruise to the victory. They got to their big right hander Jack Neely early, cruise to that victory. They've beaten Texas five straight times. Now they've won seven straight overall. The March grind continues for the Horns tonight. They face the Razorbacks again at Dish Falk Field. It will be the Longhorns' 12th game this month versus a top 10 team. 12 games in 20 days is the stretch they're on against top-end competition. First pitch set for 6:30 tonight. You'll hear that right here on the Horn. Across the street last night at the Irwin Center, Texas basketball held on for a 79-73 win over South Dakota State in the first round of the NIT tournament. It's a game that saw the Horns race out to a 19-0 lead to start the game, and then the Jackrabbits came all the way back, actually took a three-point lead late. Texas senior Dylan Osetkowski led the way, though, and the Horns get the victory, posted a career at 26 points. Horns pull away in advance to the second round. Texas will meet the winner of tonight's Xavier-Toledo game in Cincinnati. That's likely to be back at the Irwin Center this weekend. NCAA college basketball last night, the first of the play-in games for the NCAA tournament. Fairleigh Dickinson took down Prairie View. They will be the 16 seed, now face Duke coming up on Thursday. Also last night, Belmont beat Temple 81-70. Belmont will face Maryland in an 11-6 matchup on Thursday. NBA last night, Rockets down the Atlanta Hawks 121-105. Dallas Cowboys have signed former Green Bay Packers receiver Randall Cobb to a one-year deal. He, along with Tavon Austin, expected to replace Cole Beasley in that slot receiver role with the Cowboys. Rams have signed pass rusher Clay Matthews to a two-year deal. And the Rams have also signed former Jacksonville quarterback Blake Bortles down in Houston. The Texans have signed veteran QB A.J. McCarron to back up Deshaun Watson. And talked about Mike Trout's record-setting contract he's about to agree to with the LA Angels. Houston Astros have also gotten one of their young superstars under early contract. Astros and Alex Bregman, the young third baseman, have agreed to a six-year, $100 million contract extension. 24-year-old would not have been eligible for free agency until after the 2022 season. So this deal, which kicks in immediately, buys out the first 2 years of his free agency and also his arbitration years. And that's the news.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Rent, purchase, or let us repair any of the top-of-the-line lawn and garden equipment we carry that'll get your projects done this spring.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
I would also say that David Pierce, who normally joins us on Wednesdays, will be with us tomorrow. We're going to talk to Coach Pierce, and they've got a game tonight, obviously, another one with Arkansas. So he'll visit with us tomorrow after the second game, and that stat's just unbelievable. I was watching some of the broadcasts last night on LHN with Keith and Greg Swindell, Keith Moreland. They were talking about this grind. I mean, if you look at a team like Arkansas, and it's nothing against Arkansas. Arkansas has played 20 games. They're 18-2 now after their win last night. But by my measure, when I look at their schedule, they haven't played a ranked team. Not one. Texas has played, in the last 20 days, 12 games against teams who are ranked in the top 10 in the country. That is a crazy stretch that they're playing in. And last night they had to put a guy on the mound that really hasn't pitched much. He's a big freshman out of San Antonio named Jack Neely. He's a hard thrower, but still needs work. But
yeah.
Because on Sunday they had to use seven different pitchers to win the Texas Tech game. So they went deep into their bullpen on Sunday, just 2 days ago.
But I think you can see that Arkansas team is a pretty good team.
No matter
who they're playing against, it would be pretty good.
Yeah, that's why I said nothing against Arkansas. But if they had been playing this schedule, they'd be in a different – I mean, it's just –
Well, if anybody's playing this schedule, they'd have a problem, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
We thought that from the beginning.
And I think when you look – I mean, you don't get a breath. You really don't get a breath. And you could argue that last night was a bit of a breath for David Pierce, that it's like, look, this isn't a conference game.
That's right.
We just played a really, really hard, tough and tight series with Texas Tech where it taxed us mentally. It taxed all of our pitching staff all the way in and, you know – We're going to put a kid out there that just needs some work, and that he got bombed pretty good.
Will he do that again tonight, or do they need to win this game tonight? Not do they have to win? Still out of conference?
Still go play, try to play?
Right.
Look, and again, that sounds like I'm slighting Arkansas, but it's just And when you look at the future, you got TCU next weekend. You got a TCU starting Friday in Fort Worth. Another
gotta save your big guns for that, don't you?
Yeah. And those are the more important games because they're conference games. But then guess what? What do you come out of that? And then I think next week they have a. They're midweek, but then A&M's coming up in early April. I mean, this schedule has just been built Built to kill. And so it's one of two, Buck, with the coaching side of it. You'll either, and we'll ask David Pierce this tomorrow, it'll either battle test you for the long haul or...
Or wear your ass out.
Could grind you down.
Most certainly could. Let me tell you about our good friends, Chris Waters. Now, a lot of folks are afraid of a lot of things, snakes, the dentist, and even a big dog. So you know how afraid people are when it comes to selling their home. Is it going to sit on the market forever? Chris Waters Realty, well, they have it all handled. No sweat, no risk. With Chris Waters, your sale is guaranteed. If your home doesn't sell, they'll straight up buy it from you. Call the only agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. That's Chris Waters. He outsells everybody. He's local. He went to high school right here in Austin, Texas, USA, America. Just ask Noah from Taylor. He was selling his home with Chris Waters and received an offer for $13,000 over his asking price in just 4 days. Again, Chris Waters is the only agent I trust to sell my home. People all over Austin are giving him a call each and every day. You should, too. Chris takes the fear out of home selling and is the only real estate agent I trust. Call Christopher Waters today at 512-640-4000. Online, you can check him out at ChristopherWaters.com. He is like a bridge over troubled waters with two T's.
And let me say this about Arkansas to clarify that for the Razorback fans. That's a team that can win the national title. I mean, they're that good. I mean, they put a kid on the mound last night, their left-hander, who's probably the best midweek starter Texas will see all year. As far as an arm goes, I mean, that kid is ridiculous as a freshman. They're good. They were a foul ball catch away from winning the championship a year ago, and they might be better this year for Dave Van Horn. So that's a tough spot where Texas is trying to catch their breath a little bit coming off the Tech series, coming off the Stanford series, coming off the LSU series, and looking forward to TCU. We'll ask Coach Pierce about it and how they're handling it over there tomorrow. Hopefully we're talking about a win.
See what this says right here? He said, I'm correct. It's like that closed door, you know, the button in the elevators. Those things really, when it's red or green light, it's just fake.
Yeah,
it's just
it's
there
like
to
the
give
closed
you.
Closed door buttons and elevators doesn't do anything but give you the illusion of control. Now you can open the doors. You can push door open the.
Yes,
that'll work.
Yes. So they're just messing with your mind. They're putting them out there and paying for that little thing.
Oh, I know they're trying to mess with my mind. I get that.
And you know the people say, "Oh, I want to cross the road. The traffic is coming. I'm going to make it stop."
That's why I don't give in to the brand names. That's messing with my mind too.
What about for your clothing? Do you like brand names for clothing?
What about not at high-end prices.
Really?
I'm a thrift shopper, dude.
Huh.
Again, I have the same rule. I mean, I'll spend extra on shoes because I believe I'm going to wear shoes for a long time. I want good quality in shoes.
And I'm the guy that goes to Goodwill now.
Me too.
Now, but remember, I don't put people's jeans. I won't do that.
I will. I like washing machines.
Once again, you know what my theory is on that.
Tell me. No, please don't. Please, I've heard it before. I don't need to hear it again.
Okay. I just don't. I don't put my backside in somebody else's backside. No matter what the wash, you can go stone wash it down the river.
I just won't do that. I'm a bargain shopper. I like bargain shopping.
See, at stores. Like I just am a brand name. I was brand loyal. I mean, if there was a pancake batter that didn't have Aunt Jemima on it, I won't mess with it.
I just look at, like, you see a garment, right? A shirt. And you go to one place and it's like $140. And then a couple months later, you see it at like Ross or something, and it's like $32. Like, well,
yeah,
shirt.
I'll slide over to Marshall and Beals and all that.
And the messing with your mind part is that there are people out there with the means and they don't care. They'll just buy it for $140 because that's what they'll pay, and that's what the market drives. Is there, as long as there are people who spend X to buy that shirt, they're going to sell it for that number.
BK, you're brand loyal when it comes to sneakers. Are you brand loyal to the Nike label? I mean, you have a lot of Nikes. Are you pretty brand loyal when it comes to that?
Yeah, relatively brand loyal. I mean, I most of the shoes that I own are Nike or Jordan brand, which is the same umbrella.
But
I
you're
guess,
a but. You're a shoe collector at some level. Like, you like to collect your Nike shoes.
I wish I was a little bit more of a sneakerhead, but I do take my sneakers.
I can never see in my mind ever paying over $60 for a pair. I have never owned a pair of Jordans. I have never ever owed anything that had Michael Jordan. Nike
source. I'll shell out extra for a nice pair of dress shoes. But again, I don't wear dress shoes that often, so you know.
I don't even know how much Jordans would cost. Are they over $100 for a pair of sneakers now?
Oh gosh,
yeah. I mean, you can maybe get some for a little less than $100, but
that have Jordan on it,
right? But usually, yes, they're triple digits.
Give me like a number, like 130, 170.
Depends.
Oh my God,
I mean,
sneakers.
Tons of different ones. I know.
Can you go to a wedding in them?
It's fashion, man.
I'll tell you where the real racket is when it comes to brand names versus you can get the same garment for less. With your kids is athletic apparel. Good gosh. Get out of town.
That is a business, isn't it?
Oh, man.
That is a business,
oh,
man.
Cleats and...
Soccer shoes,
oh,
cleats for baseball.
Gosh.
Now they got...
Batting gloves.
Not batting gloves.
Me?
They have batting bags. Like a kid...
Of course
a kid has like four different bats. I'm like...
Yeah, when he's 11.
Why do you need three bats?
When you're 11.
No,
and two mitts.
Why?
Did you see the contract Mike Trout got the other day?
Yeah, but you're not
give them whatever they want.
If they can get that contract,
I bet you Mike Trout didn't have four bats when he was 11. I would promise you that.
I just see these bats with like special places you slide the bat into in a bag.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they can't bump each other. The bats can't touch each other. Now.
It's like a golf bag. It's like a golf bag. It's like a golf bag for your bats.
It's amazing.
No, that's
amazing.
That's sports industry.
I think the parents have gotten in. The parents have gotten reeled into this deal.
Sure, they
to
have.
Do
that's
that
why
for
the market.
Because every other parent does it. If one parent does it, if you don't do it, the kids go, "Hey, guess what? Joey has. You know what Joey has?
Welcome to Select Baseball.
That's what Select Baseball
has become. I know he's been that, but that's what it's become.
Amazing.
Hey, so there you go. We'll get back on track. Hey, how about Shaka Smart? Congratulations. First ever postseason tournament victory as head coach at Texas. Got it last night over South Dakota State.
Did you hear the way he sounds? He sounded like a guy after this game who you'd want to go play for.
A little soundbite?
Yeah, but any other time it's like, well, you know, we practice hard. You know, his voice. You know what I mean? He sounded like a guy who was excited.
Well, look, I'll say this for Shaka. He has earned criticism, but at the same time, he gets banged on. He sounded like a guy who won a game last night, and they haven't won a lot of games. And whatever.
So maybe I'm not used to hearing that.
But whatever, exactly. Well, look, the one thing I know about Shaka Smart, he hates to lose. I mean, he's a competitor. He hates to lose, and they've been losing. And he's not happy with where the team is. And that's, I mean, the question for Chris Del Conte and anybody who make these decisions moving forward is can it get better? I mean, I think we have a large enough sample size of that program that it is what it is, but it doesn't mean Shaka Smart likes to lose. And I think that's what you've heard with you know, he feels let down by his senior point guard for this season. I mean, this is a team that had a lot of promise at times this year, but he has to own it as the leader of the program. But at the same time, when they do lose 5 out of 6 games to fall out of the tournament,
right?
He's going to be down. I mean, yes. I mean, that's... but, yeah, and last night, whether it was fans cared about the NIT, which the crowd indicated they did not, or we care about it, it was a win. They won a basketball game. They get to keep playing, and that's what you heard in the soundbite, that he didn't want the season to be over, which, you know, we'll see. Now they're going to play either Xavier or Toledo on Sunday or Saturday. It hasn't been announced yet. We'll know after tonight's game when they play in Cincinnati. But, but again, are they about to go on a run? I don't know. That was a team that... last night was kind of a microcosm of the season. I mean, they were up 19-0 when blowing the doors off of that team, and next thing you know, they're trailing with 3 minutes to play.
I hear no mention of Roach. How did he play last night? There's not much mention. Did he have a decent night? I said last night he probably should run 40 against this team.
Well, I mean, it became a Dylan Osetkowski show.
I mean, they were feeding him the ball low against a team that now he's better than or equal to.
Yeah, athletic.
He's playing.
I've always felt like when Dylan Osetkowski came in as a transfer from Tulane, he's a good player. He's a solid player, mm-hmm. but in the Big 12 conference, he's not athletic enough for that conference to be an impact player. He can be a nice player in the Big 12 conference, and that's really what he's been. But he's been kind of relied upon to be a go-to foundational player for Texas, and I just don't think he matches up well in the Big 12 conference athletically. Now you get him into a level like this, he's going to 26 points. He was great last night. And, you know, this guy Mike Dom, who came in, who's, you know, record-setting
sure.
scorer, who had a good game himself, it became a kind of a one-on-one battle between those two. And Dom was good. He was good. They were just going back and forth. And
Curran Roach didn't do anything outstanding. I mean, he was good, but not great.
Yeah, I think he had 12 points last night, but shot 3 of 10. You wasn't great.
Well, he was part of that early when Texas got on a flurry of three-pointers early. Again, this goes back to Texas, right? Early in the game, they were knocking down everything, and they got out 19-0. But, of course, they just kept shooting the threes, and then the threes stopped falling, and that allowed South Dakota State to get back in the game. And, you know, that's typical. But look, it's a win. It's a win for Texas.
BK, Texas basketball should be like University of Houston basketball. They're finding players. They're winning. That place is having fun, like when Tom Herman was here for football. People in Houston are excited about their basketball team. They just and a couple guys. Somebody's from right down the road here that starts on their team, which is incredible. That guy looks,
yeah,
the guard looks fantastic.
Armani Brooks, I think he played at McNeil. He's their second leading scorer this year. Really, really good player.
Run the court.
Coaching matters, and Kelvin Sampson's a hell of a coach. He might not be the cleanest of coaches, but mm-hmm. Well, and like Tom Herman got scooped up by Texas, Kelvin Sampson might be scooped up by a much bigger program this year. He's done a great job down there. He might be the National Coach of the Year.
Might be. And no one's ever doubted Kelvin Sampson's ability to coach basketball. He was great at OU when he was there, but he was just not following the rules and he had to work his way back. But look, that's the whole thing for Shaka. Again, we always start with you like Shaka, but whether it's the development of players, the evaluation of, because again, he's brought in a lot of high-ranked recruiting classes. Usually it features a guy like Mo Bamba or a Jared Allen, these big-time players. But the evaluation of the other guys that come in that recruiting class, that is questionable to me. That is, like, who are you bringing in to be the – what is your vision for the type of team you want to have, the type of player you're trying to recruit? And you know, that goes to the overall, you know –
Yeah, you got to know about what your team, what you want from your team and what kind of players.
There's only one way to get players, right? I mean, you bring them into your program, yeah. Whether they're going to be out of high school, out of JUCO, or out of a transfer.
But they have to fit what you're trying to do. Right. You have to have something that fits them.
So, and I think for Shaka, that's why it's a under 500 program under, well, certainly the last 3 years it has been under 500. And those were the players he got when he got here were not his players. I mean, but for 3 years now, it's been under 500. So it is about identifying the right players and then developing the players when they get here and putting a winning product on the field or on the court. But they did win last night. Someone asked about the attendance. This was the easiest bet that BK and I have won against you in a long time. Total attendance last night for the two Texas games, Dishwalk Field, 6,208.
Inflated. Fake news.
Not fake news. 6,208. Okay. Irwin Center, 1,739.
Inflated.
Which was inflated.
Was that inflated?
That plays under further review.
I thought maybe 700.
You don't think there were 1,000 people there last night?
I looked at the big picture, dude. That is. Yeah, I know you got to count girlfriends and wives and.
I mean, if you're going to milk it, at least get a little higher than that, right?
I'm going to say 7 now that I saw it. 700.
Hey, when we come back, I'm seeing some gossip. This is sports gossip. We'll get to salacious gossip in a little bit.
I need to know about that, Cowboys, please. You got to tell me about
Cowboys.
What's going on.
Oh, Tyrone Crawford?
What's Tyrone doing?
We'll get you that. It may not be good for the Dallas Cowboys. Also, we've got an update in salacious gossip on Robert Kraft, the owner of your New England Patriots. And we may have some breaking news on the salacious gossip front on the coaching front, which I'll have to get you on the other side. Plus, Craig Way has a – and this one – that, by the way, the coaching gossip news would break your heart.
Uh-oh.
Like, literally bring you to your knees. We'll be right back. B&E on the Horn. All right, B&E with you on this Wednesday. Remember, get in there and it's bracket time. Time to make your picks for the Chris Waters Big Dance Fantasy Basketball Challenge. And it's all going to benefit a great charity, but the charity that, if you're the bracketologist, you're going to get $500. It's charity from us to you and Chris Waters to you. All you got to do is check it out. Tomorrow on the show, Rita Ballou from down the hall at Coke FM, great Coke FM, she'll be here to make picks against Bucky. Not all the 64 picks, but the final four, and we'll pick some upsets. And we're going to have some fun with it and raise some money for charity. And we'll tell you all about that tomorrow, but it's Chris Waters, the Big Dance Fantasy Basketball Challenge. If Bucky's bracket is the top one, he's going to give $2,500 to the Refuge Ranch.
Yeah, I'm splitting it between the Burke Center and the Refuge Ranch.
First runner-up between if Rita and then Chris Waters is going to make his final four picks in his bracket and fill it out. We'll go through some of the highlights tomorrow. First runner-up, second place, will give $1,500 to their favorite charity. And then third runner-up, so... Charity's going to make money. $1,000 for third place, $1,500, $2,500 for the winner. We'll do that tomorrow. But for you, when you go to hornfm.com and get your team signed up and make your bracket picks, you're just going to get $500. How about that? Can't beat that.
Cash money. Okay, so last night, the Longhorns, I asked you the question.
Yes.
I said, when you said 38 attempts, I was thinking 38 attempts all night. You said 38 three-point attempts?
Yes, Texas took 38 threes last night.
Is that a lot? Is that like average teams just – do they go 38 tries past the three-point line? Is that a lot of attempts, BK?
Yeah, that's a lot of attempts.
I mean, 38, yes. That's and against a team that you are a Big 12 team against a Summit League team where you should be able
to
be bigger and more athletic, and that wouldn't be a team you think – they were playing a lot of zone last night. But, yes, 38. They were 15 of 38 from three-point land last night, Texas did.
Just seems like
really,
a lot.
Well, this team has always been a team. That's the frustrating part for all Texas basketball fans is when they shoot more twos than threes, they're better. yet they continue to want to be a three-point shooting team, and the coach doesn't do anything about it. Or doesn't seem to have any way to stop it, or actually encourages them to shoot threes when they're not a great shooting team.
Dang.
Dylan Osikowski was the key, and he didn't shoot threes last night. I mean, he took six of them, made four, but he really did a lot of his work down the stretch in the paint. He was great in the paint, 9 of 13, and going to work down low, had 26 points, but he did make four of his 6 3-pointers. He had a good game last night. It's what he didn't want his season to end and his career to end last night. That was pretty clear.
Good. Well, that's good. That could have been good on senior night.
Thanks, exactly.
Playing in that other tournament.
Yeah, well, you're playing a Big 12 team at that point, a Big 12 tournament, almost fringe tournament team. By the way, TCU is also in the NIT. All right, can I give you this breaking news?
They may have to face TCU again?
Yeah, in this tournament.
It wouldn't be until the
championship.
Final Four.
Yeah, in Madison Square Garden in the NIT.
I think we should go to that.
No, thank you.
Come on, New York City.
No, thank you.
It's tournament play.
Hey, I will happily go to New York City with you.
New York City, E?
Just might be doing something else.
Yeah,
I'm going
to go to the game.
Hey, I happily get to New York.
Okay, we've got Craig Way coming up. The Craig Way Report. We'll have much more on that game and the Longhorn baseball team. Tomorrow at this time, we'll be talking to David Pierce, Texas head baseball coach, normally Wednesdays. But since they do have a game tonight with Arkansas, we're going to skip it and get coached tomorrow. We'll punt it back to one day.
All right, so what did Mr. Crawford do, E?
Let me tell you this one first.
Okay.
BK, I don't know if you've seen this story, but breaking news. Potential massive breaking news in the coaching industry because thank you.
That's potential, right?
That's fake breaking news. So the number one overall seed in the women's basketball tournament is Baylor with Kim Mulkey. They're the prohibitive favorite to
now
win.
I'm
Move
interested.
On. Find another story to write.
Now I'm
the
ready.
National championship. Well, okay. I see this. This was a tweet yesterday by someone named Matt Moscona, who is a afternoon radio host in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, named Matt Moscona. His tweet yesterday afternoon says LSU's women's basketball head coach Nikki Fargus has been fired. Sources say current Baylor women's head basketball coach Kim Mulkey is expected to be named Fargus' successor following Baylor's exit from the NCAA tournament.
And where?
I don't want her to leave the state.
LSU. Mm. That is from someone named Matt Moscona, a host of a show called After Further Review on ESPN Baton Rouge.
That's a downer for me. I don't want her out of the state.
That could be fake news, or that could be something. Remember, Kim Mulkey is from Hammond, Louisiana, and played her basketball collegiately at Louisiana Tech.
Wreckham Tech. Remember, they were good.
Her son played baseball at LSU.
Yes.
Really, really good. He's with the Cardinals organization. He's out of school, though, right now, and might have another kid.
I'll just read it, and that could be gossip, could be fake news. But Matt Moscona says they're firing their women's coach, Nikki Fargus, and that Kim Mulkey is expected to be named her successor following Baylor's exit from the NCAA tournament.
I want her to leave. Well, I do, for Texas' sake.
You know,
she
would like
needs
to see
out.
Her take that job?
Yeah, I know.
Karen Aston?
Yes, you would like to see her get out of here. I thought you were going to tell me that she was going to end up being the men's basketball coach next year. They were thinking
see
of making
Scott Drew.
No, at LSU.
Oh,
I thought maybe
for Will.
Well, yeah,
Will Wade has issues. I mean,
I thought
LSU
Will Wade
has
had issues. They were going to hire her. I'm like, wow.
So follow that again. Could be nothing. Could be something. Kim Mulkey.
I love the fake news. The one we have. That was a great one.
That was a good one.
That's a good horn in there.
It says, guys, UT has shot more threes than twos in five different games this year. That's true.
Made 15 threes last night and still only beat South Dakota State by six.
They didn't cover the spread last night, did they?
No, they didn't. For me, they did. I'm sitting there thinking, Dylan
Osikowski,
like, that's the way he should have been playing all year. And you brought it up, E. I mean, in the Big 12, you don't have the size advantage you always have against a team like STSU, but having Osikowski on the perimeter, just standing in the corner shooting threes versus
me.
What he did last night, it's night and day difference. That's where he belongs, doing what he did last night.
Well, he can make it foul him, go to the free throw line, right, with his body.
And I understand frustration with. I think he's miscast at Texas. I mean, there was a reason Dylan Osikowski was at Tulane, and nothing against Tulane, but that's where he was when he transferred to Texas. It wasn't like he was at Kentucky. I mean, he was at Tulane out of high school. Nice player.
But the skills really that he had, they didn't use him right when he came here.
Well, but he also, he's not a match. In the Big 12, which is a different league athletically when you're playing the
he is what he is.
The bigger dogs of the Big 12 conference,
yes.
You cannot make that player a foundational go-to player in the Big 12 conference, in my opinion.
Agreed.
And it's not even a slight on the kid. That's just what he is. He's a nice player. So when you get him into a game with South Dakota State.
But in the Big 12, when you did have some kind of a mismatch, you never really used him down there. I saw the one game they used him, and it worked for him.
Well, and yes, he falls in love with the three. But I think part of that comes with athletically he struggles.
He's not going to out-jump guys. Right. They're going to block his shot, yes.
Yeah, he's a 6'9 big guy. But in the Big 12, there are a lot of tall,
yes,
athletic bigs that can give him fits athletically. But either way, good for Dylan. He didn't want to lose last night. He shouldn't be talking like that about him. He had a great game and pushed them into the next round.
It's not talking about him. I'm just telling the truth about what you see when you watch them play.
That's right. But again, I guess on this morning, we should be talking about the game that he had and how good. But again, I think that's an indication of at a different level. I mean, if Dylan Osikowski were playing at Texas State in the Sun Belt, that guy'd be a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is a good player. That's the thing. But in the Big 12, it's just.
No, it's not. We're talking basketball. It's not like we don't.
You
talk
coach
about
running backs, right? You had running backs.
I know who's going to make it in the NFL,
They were ready to handle the rigors of.
Correct.
You know, 20 carries in the Big 12 and guys that weren't.
Yeah. And I also knew the ones that. We're saying, I'm going to the NFL, and I'm thinking, hey, you've had a great college career. You know what I'm saying? But I also have been wrong about guys and what they can do in the NFL. Texas has had a few of those guys at running back. He's going to play for North Carolina, play for the Carolina Panthers forever. That kid that played here at running back. I never thought he'd still be hanging around.
Fozzie
Whitaker, you ever think he was really going to be still hanging around there?
Malcolm Brown's really playing. He is.
Oh,
but Malcolm Brown was a big time recruit and big time running back out of.
Yeah, there's guys like that all over the
San
NFL.
San Antonio.
Yeah.
So, all right. So in salacious gossip, I'll get you the Tyrone Crawford story. We have another potential Cowboy defensive lineman, and this is a captain this time that could have some issues with the law, or it could be nothing. Kind of like the Kim Mulkey situation. We also have Robert Kraft. There's a story on Robert Kraft that we'll get to, and all your news on a salacious gossip Wednesday morning. Plus, fire up the blitz. Bring it strong. 447-3776. Your time to shine or bring the show to a screeching halt. One of the two. It'll all be coming. But first, Craig Way has a Craig Way report.
It was a rough night for most of the area's collegiate teams. In baseball, ninth-ranked Texas was beaten by Arkansas 11-4. Game two of that midweek series is tonight at UFCU Dish Falk Field. Texas State lost on the road at Incarnate Word down in San Antonio 6-1. In college basketball, the season ended for St. Edward's in Division II. The fourth-ranked Hilltoppers lost the regional final game at West Texas A&M 89-70. But the Texas Longhorns kept their season alive, winning their NIT first-round game last night over South Dakota State 79-73. Texas raced out to a 19-0 lead before the Jackrabbits found their footing and came all the way back to take a 67-64 lead with just under 8 minutes remaining. Head coach Shaka Smart at that point called a timeout.
You know, we talk about this all the time, Craig. Hey, guys, stop looking so bummed out. The other team's not going to give you the game. Go take the game. There's 8 minutes left in the game. We have the ball. It's a three-point game, whatever it was. Go be aggressive. You know, our whole thing coming into this game was aggressive, confident, and loose. You know, that's how we want to play in the postseason. I thought we started the game that way. Obviously, that got us the lead. You saw Dylan played with, you know, so much aggressiveness and no hesitation. But then as the game got going, they made some shots. They got us on our heels, but our guys did a good job finishing the game as the aggressors.
Senior forward Dylan Osikowski was as aggressive as any of the Longhorns, scoring a career-high 26 points on 9 of 13 shooting, and he had two crucial steals down the stretch. The Longhorns will host a second-round NIT game sometime over the next several days, playing the winner of tonight's game between Xavier and Toledo. More basketball and baseball notes coming your way this afternoon. In our next report, I'm Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Oh, no games, just gossip. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Every morning ahead of your blitz. And the Bud Light are flowing this time of year. So much to do. The big rodeo show last night. Midland was the act. You know, we have tickets to give away coming up to the Jacksons are going to be out at the rodeo. The Jacksons.
That's Tito. That's Jermaine.
Yeah, it's everybody, but
the dead one.
Creepy Michael and Janet.
What do you mean? Janet's not going to be there?
No. Jackson would fill up the Irwin Center.
Oh, okay. She's 50. 51.
The Jacksons will become. But Midland last night, big-time country band. But Bud Light for that. You got the IndyCar race coming up this weekend. IndyCar weekend. Muse is going to be jamming. That'll be a great show. So we've got our four-pack of tickets to give away to that next hour, which we're excited about. The IndyCar race. The Dell Match Play is around the corner. Plus,
yeah, man.
Not a better day. than tomorrow to sit back, crack open some ice cold Bud Lights, and watch basketball all day. It is March Madness. The madness begins tomorrow in earnest.
Skip day.
So Bud Light, be safe, be smart. Always do it with an ice cold Bud Light brewed right here deep in the heart. All right, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft could see his charges dropped as long as he admits that he would have been found guilty. How about this offer from prosecutors in this case down in Florida, Jupiter, Florida, the prostitution sting, the massage parlor, the human trafficking thing. Here's the deal. According to this report, the proposed deferred prosecution agreement against Robert Kraft calls for Kraft and a number of other men who have been charged with soliciting prostitution in Florida to take an educational course about the dangers of prostitution, do 100 hours of community service, and get screened for sexually transmitted diseases, pay $5,000 in court costs, and admit that they would have been found guilty if it went to court and put on trial, which is seen as unusual, according to some observers, that you would have to go that far. But that's what this report says, that if Robert Kraft says, you know what, I'm going to take this plea, no jail, no other issue, but he's got to admit he would have been found guilty. Which is
this guy's worth $8 billion. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to court. I'm going to trial. I may lose the trial, but I'm going to take this all the way.
But, Robert, we have video.
I'm going to go to trial. I'm going to fight this, and then I'm going to give you, I don't know, $15,000, $20,000 to say goodbye.
His reputation is more important to him than his.
Yes.
To admitting
wallet.
That he's. Yes.
Yes, he's going to fight.
So he's going to fight that, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. No.
As for me.
Bye.
I'm out of here. Thank you very much.
Well, you would have never been there.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All right, so I'm going to need BK's help on this. This Tyrone Crawford story. Apparently Tyrone Crawford, Cowboys captain-level defensive player, defensive end, defensive tackle. He's a very versatile defensive player for them out of Boise State. He's emerged as one of their top defensive players. Is seen on video in Panama City Beach at a place called Coyote Ugly. Shoving people, including police officers. The video was obtained by 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. BK, what can you tell us from your intel out of the Big D about this Tyrone Crawford story? Is there anything to do with this, or is this much ado about nothing?
Who knows? With Roger Goodell, considering he's on the Cowboys, it'll probably be an 8-game suspension.
No, not that many.
Looking at the video, it looked like his crew was a little bit upset with the bouncers or with the bar staff at Coyote Ugly, and there was a very small little shove to an officer from Crawford as he was trying to get back in the bar towards the front door of the bar. So,
and the officer didn't get arrested in this case.
Yeah,
there were no charges. If you didn't get arrested, probably the police probably aren't going to do very much. Dude, who the hell goes to Panama? Shouldn't that guy be at like Cabo or I don't know, any place else, like
West Palm Beach,
Costa Rica? I mean, why does that dude? Who goes to Panama City? Panama City, Florida?
That's where his crew was. That's where BK just said. You go where your crew is.
Never been to Panama City?
No. Oh,
not the best?
No.
I've certainly never been to the Coyote Ugly in Panama City, Florida.
It's like having a beach in East St. Louis.
No way.
It is. Come on. Panama City, Florida?
When you could Gary, Indiana, or something.
I mean, really, when you got all that going, you got cowboy money, and you're in Panama City.
Dude, I don't know.
Jeez.
Hey, let's go to your blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
God only knows where you're going today. First blitz, so you're up.
For Robert Kraft, the story remains the same. Old rich dudes paying to get off.
There you go. Next blitzer, you're up.
All right, this is Robert Kraft. I'm going to let you know that Jerry Jones is in that blitz spot with me, too, but the video doesn't show it, but you can take my word for it. He was there, too.
Take my word for it, yeah, okay. Next blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, I can confirm that there was better attendance at Gregory Gym for intramurals last night. There was better offensive strategy than pass twice and kick to the corner to miss the three.
Wow. Next blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, David Pierce had a legitimate gripe last night. The strike zone was leaning because of the dumb umpire. It's going to be peak sushi tonight.
Uh-oh, there's somebody mad at that loss.
I will say that the young kid last night, the big tall righty that Jack Neely, he did get squeezed a little
bit. Got squeezed for 11 runs?
Got squeezed a little bit. Well, okay. You know, he's a young guy, and he was not getting the calls, and now you're pitching behind in the count against a great lineup.
Next blitz, you're up.
Hey, Bucky, do you ever feel like you need a big old dose of Roy G. Biv?
Am I going kiss cam? Next blitzer, you're up.
Bucky, dude, it's Dr. Orange Cocky. I would think after all the good I made better in your life, you wouldn't be giving that TV install an on-air mouth hug.
Next blitzer, you're up.
What he's talking about.
Hey, Bucky.
Yes, sir.
What's the difference between Iron Man and Iron Woman?
What's the difference?
Oh, one's a superhero and one's a command.
See, this is the segment.
That's pretty
good. This is the segment that's going to cost us our award.
Sorry.
We've gotten ourselves nominated.
That was one of the best ever right there. Next blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, in Jersey, you can't pump your own gas, so keep her in her seat.
You know that's true. They have set a law. There's a law in that state that it's only to create jobs so that some dude has to stand there and pump your gas.
I'd love when the old dude would come out and do the windows.
It's not an old dude. It's some dude that should have a job. Not a pumping gas. You got to pay him. No, you don't got to tip him, but you're not allowed. It's a state law. You can't pump your own gas.
Good job, Jersey. Good for something.
Horrible.
Next blitzer, you're up.
Bucky.
Yeah.
I'm searching for that baby that was sucking on Kim Mulkey's feet.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Oh, next blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, McDonald's is honoring the Jacksons coming to town. They've got that McJackson burger. It's that 50-year-old piece.
I know where you're going.
No.
You can't do that. Next blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, this is Garrett Gilbert. If Greg Davis hadn't called that shuttle pass play, I would have won the national championship.
You did win one.
Yeah, that's right.
You would have won two then.
That's true. Next blitzer, you're up.
This is Roberto Kraft with my two favorite twins, Susie Sucky So Good.
Hey, come on, y'all.
You guys are terrible this morning.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
You found out the kids were on vacation. You found out the kids were on vacation, and now you lost your mind. Come on now.
By the way, I'll say this. I think, Mark, we're talking about crowd size at the Irwin Center. There may have been more attendance at the Westlake Hayes baseball game yesterday I was at. Great crowd.
700 were there last night.
By the way, that's a great game. Westlake won in 11 innings, 5-4. Awesome game.
Down goes Hayes?
Down went Hayes. It was a great district battle. They'll get him again back at home. But that was a great game. That was a lot of fun for the Westlake side and Hayes side. Back and forth, 4-4 into the 11th inning. Awesome. And
somebody's got to call us that went to the basketball game last night. Someone make a call here and tell us what the crowd size was. Please just call us and let us know.
Well, they're going to play there again on the weekend because they won.
They'll have more people the weekend.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Look, that was a win, but we'll talk more about it. We'll get back into the NFL signings. How about Randall Cobb to your Dallas Cowboys? We'll dive into the searching in the bargain bin on the NFL free agent market. We'll get to it. It's Beanie on the Horn.